Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of bona, of building. Tonight I want to not go into a lot of detail because there's a lot of obviously different examples that we could give, but more or less the general yesodos of this part of bona, where repairing things that need repairing, where under normal circumstances it could be construed as building. First of all, most of these things that we're going to speak about now are things that are connected to the ground, which is real bone. Things that are not connected to the ground, repairing movable things, probably comes under a different malacha, which is makabapatish, tikin mona, fixing kalim. That we'll get to when we get to that malacha. But for the time being, we'll speak more or less about things connected to the ground. A door. Okay, obviously, first of all, let's say the klal. The klal, anything that you add on to a building, even if you don't nail it, you don't tack it, glue it, it's movable. But your intention is to leave it there, and it becomes now part of the building, that's called building. An example would be putting down a big rug, not a carpet, right, which is going to stay on the floor and cover, you know, from wall to wall, that kind of carpet, which you don't move around, don't pick up and clean or whatever. It stays, it becomes part of the building. That's building. So probably in Issa D'Oraisa, to put down an area rug, as this is called, or wall-to-wall carpeting. Wall-to-wall carpeting on Shabbos, even if it's not connected to the ground. You're mavatl it there, and you're adding to the building. That's called binyan. If you have an opening in a wall, and you put a piece of plywood to close off the opening, to keep out the wind, or to keep people out or whatever, that's binyan. You don't have to connect it, you don't have to nail it. Your intention is to close up that part of the wall. Permanently, it's an issa d'oraisa. Temporarily, it's an issa d'rabbanan. So then, lechara, how can you ever close your door or open your door? You open a door, you're taking away from the binyan. You're making a space where there was a wall. And when you close the door, you're making a wall where there was a space. The answer is very simply, that's not called building. That's called using the building that's already there. The door is connected on hinges. It opens and closes, so you're not building the house. The house is built, the door is there, and all you're doing is using that door. That's not called building. So there's a difference between using something, its normal usage, and repairing something that needs to be repaired or added onto. However, even with a door, if you have a door that's not on hinges, but the door you use is a piece of plywood that you normally close when you leave, and open when you come back, right? That's the way that you use this thing, that even if it's not on hinges. That's a normal usage, and you open it on a regular basis, and a regular basis is within 30 days, then that's also not called building. That's called the normal usage of the building that's there. And you're allowed to put that plywood there and take it away on a regular basis. On the other hand, if a door came loose from its hinges and you want to put it back on the hinges, right, or you want to, even without screwing anything in, right, the door comes off the whatever it is, all you have to do is slide it back into that pin, right, that the hinges are in, that's building. That's also, could be it's an issur d'oraisa, probably it's an issur d'oraisa, putting that back on the hinges. You have a drawer, there's an exception, we're not going to talk now about something connected to the ground, but similar thing. You have a drawer that's made to stay in what's it called the thing that it's in, and it comes out by accident. So you want to put it back. That's binyan. But if the drawer is made to come in and out, and that's the way that you use it. Sometimes you take it out completely so you can put things in and put it back on the track. So a drawer that's made to be taken off the track and on the track on a regular basis. It's not when it gets off the track, it's broken. and now you have to fix it. That's the normal usage, then it's okay. If it's not the normal usage, but when it comes off the track, it's broken, and you have to fix it, then it's called binyan.
Is it in between stage where?
Well, hello. Another similar situation. You have a that they bring down in the English forum in halacha. You have a toilet paper holder. So there's two parts to it. There's the part that connects to the wall, and that could be even fits onto a housing, right? That's screwed into the wall, and then you put this thing on that housing, and that's supposed to stay there. If it falls off, it's broken. Now you have to fix it. Even if you don't have to screw anything in, but you fit it back onto that housing, that's binyan. You're adding on to the binyan. You're adding something onto a built thing, which is awesome. But on the other hand, there's a part that's made to take in and out as you have to put new toilet paper on. There's a bar, right, that you take out and you put it on and you put it back in. So you're still adding on to something that's connected to the wall. But that's not called adding to the binyan. That's using the binyan the way it's normally supposed to be used. This thing is made to take off and take on. But the housing that's connected to the wall isn't made to take off and take on. It's meant to put it there and leave it there. If it comes off, it's broken. So even just fitting it onto the housing on the wall, or a telephone, right? Forget about mukta now. You have a phone that's hanging on the wall. So what you do is you put screws into the wall or whatever, and then the housing fits onto those screws. That's supposed to stay there. That's not supposed to be taken off and on. If it falls off on Shabbos and you put it back onto those screws, you didn't screw one thing in. The screws are still there. You're over on binyan. You're adding onto the wall. Masha Enkein, if the receiver falls off, again, forget about muktzah. Putting the receiver back onto the phone is not called building. That's usage of the thing that's built already. Okay, that's basically the, what's it called? Even to tighten something that's already connected to the wall, but it's not tight. You have a loose doorknob. You want to tighten it. That's building. Okay?
What if the phone has, often when you buy the phone that goes on the wall, it has a plastic piece that you stick on the phone, which has the... put the screws. It's got those two.
Again, if those things are meant to stay there, and if they come off, then they're it's broken.
If the plastic piece is already on the screws, and you just want to hook the phone onto the plastic piece, which is connected to the screws.
But you're putting it onto the wall.
You're putting it onto the wall or the plastic piece?
I don't know. You're going to put it onto the wall after that?
No, the plastic piece is already on the screws.
And it's on the wall. Yeah, that's awesome. Because it's not supposed to be taken off, unless it's made to take off and take on.
Oh, you have like two holes in the wall, like in the bathroom, and you have a hanger, like... So it's not the piece, but like you can put on a toilet.
What?
Can you just put a toilet paper roll? Like it's got like two sides and it's like sticking in the wall. So I mean, it's meant to come in and out.
Yeah, you can use something else. Put something else also. I love the question. Let me just finish the thing. Doors that you have like a trap door, not on hinges, or you have a manhole cover. Or people have kinds of doors, or the attic door. I don't know, if most of these houses, we don't have our attic doors anymore, but when we first moved in, there were attic doors to the attic. And they were not on hinges. You just picked them up and put them to the side, and then when you came down, you, what's it called, put them down again after you came out. So that the halacha is like this. If the door has a handle on it, then it's considered a door, and there's no problem of opening, closing it without any limitations. If it doesn't have a handle on it, like those doors didn't, they were just a piece of wood. So if you use that door, open it and close it, within 30 days, now you don't leave it there for 30 days closed, but you sometimes go up there, sometimes not, in an attic, mistama, within 30 days, person has a reason to go up into the attic or whatever, then also there's no problem with opening that door, closing it. But a door without handles that you don't open at 30-day intervals, could stay for months closed, then you're not allowed to open that on Shabbos.
What if there's a rope that pulls down the door?
A rope, that's mistama like a handle. That's considered like a handle. Doesn't have to be mamash a handle. Something that's normally put back... Again, we'll go to this more when we get to Makabah Patish. You have a chair that broke, but you can put back the leg and support the chair without screwing it in or whatever, loosely. Since it's normally screwed in or whatever, you can't even put it back loosely. That's also called binyan, because we're afraid that you may, what's it called, a door that came off the hinges. However, if you normally use that thing without putting it in, for instance, you have a door that's on the hinges, it came off the hinges. So on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to even use that door off the hinges because we're afraid you may put it back on the hinges. But if it came off during the week and you're lazy, or you don't know how to put it back on the hinges, and you're using the door now just by supporting it, leaning it up against the opening, and you're using it like that for a long time. I don't know how long time is called, a long, long time, but you don't plan to fix it, you know, immediately. And you're now using it that way, then you can use it on Shabbos that way too. Because we're not afraid you're going to put it back on the hinges, because you've been using it without putting it back on the hinges anyway. Another situation, what?
You plan to fix it immediately, but just it keeps on delaying.
It depends. If you have used it like that, right, I don't know how long you have to use it like that. But if your derech is to use it like that for the time being, even though you eventually plan to put it back on the hinges, you can use it like that on Shabbos time. But if it fell off on Shabbos, or it fell off before Shabbos, and you don't plan to leave it like that, you plan to fix it as soon as possible, then you can't put it back, you can't use it even.
Together, if something's is considered detached, or if it's broken, or if it's just something made to come, there's a middle ground where it's not considered broken, it comes off and on, but it's not usually done. A drawer, a lot of drawers nowadays, it goes on and off, but you don't need to take it off. You might take it off like once you get a clean underneath something, but it's not usually
done. But it's made in such a way that it's not, that if it comes out, it's not broken. It was made to take off, right? It's made in such a way that you can take it out and put it back in. So when you take it out, it's not broken. Okay. The another situation which could be binyan. Binyan is also making holes that can be used as exits, entrances, even for small things, even for air, ventilation holes, right? Even holes where you immediately, occupy that hole. You stick a pin or a nail into the wall. The part of the binyan is making the hole, the entrance hole. Even though now it's closed up with a nail, that doesn't make a difference. Manela, take having a cork board and putting push pins in it, right, is also making an entrance on something that could be connected to the wall, is could be binyan, right? Even if it's not connected to the wall, making a hole in something that's not connected to the wall is also awesome. That's awesome in a Torah, awesome in the Rabbana, it makes no difference. And therefore, something was a chiddush to me that I saw that one of the Sfarim says, that a woman is not allowed to have a shekel head, these styrofoam heads, and stick pins in it to pin the shekel on Shabbos. Can't use those pins because basically you're making a hole in the styrofoam, right, by putting the pin in. And theoretically, sometimes you can leave the shekel like that for a week. And therefore, it becomes not mostly ala binyan, because it's not a binyan, but it becomes, what's it called? Either could be makabah patish, it could be binyan. Shiloh, what it is. But since it's something not connected to the ground, we'll wait and we get to makabah patish and speak about it then.
Stop,
what?
If there's a drop coming in under the door,
you're not mevatel the towel. You're not going to leave the towel there forever. That it should become part of the building. It's a temporary thing. Never became part of the building. That's okay. Something like that is okay. It has to be that what you're putting there is something you intend to leave there, and that you intend to leave it there in such a way that it becomes part of the building. It doesn't become part of the building, that's okay. Right? In other words, to put down a little mat on the floor is not called adding to your building, because you're not mevatel it there, and you don't plan to leave it there. You plan to take it away, whatever, move it around or whatever. You put down a carpet from wall to wall, right, you plan to leave it there. You don't plan to pick it up. That's adding onto the building. So anything where you don't intend to nullify it to the building, right, and just leave it there forever is not mosik. But if you would have something that You need that something to fill up that space. And you could hammer something in and close it off, or you can put a towel there and leave it there forever. Then that could be, that's minyan. Putting the towel there to leave it forever, not just to stop the draft right now, but you need to close up that space, and this is the way you've decided to close up the space, and you're going to leave that thing there, that could be taka mosif ala binyan. What? You don't know if you're going to leave it or there or not? Mora speaks about that. Mistam, if there's a chance that you'll leave it there, you're not allowed to do it. Yeah.
We have like a tile floor,
yeah.
And there are six tiles that are like left out, and you stick like a mat into that.
And you plan to leave it there forever?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's Mamish Binyan. Okay, so another situation would be the following. Plunging a stuffed up toilet or a stuffed up sink. So here you're, what's it called? You are making an opening which was stuffed up. Making an opening is also called binyan. So the shaila is like this. A stuffed up sink. Let's talk about sinks. Stuffed up sink is, what's it called? Is that broken? Or is that just normal usage? You get stuffed up and you clean it out. It's like a dish gets dirty and you clean it off. So the drain got stuffed up. It got dirty to an extended amount, and now you have to. So what's nogea here is the following: some hold it makes a difference whether it's totally stuffed up or only partially. Now, if you leave the water there for half an hour, it'll go down, right? Eventually, so it's not stuffed up completely. That's one possibility. Some hold if that's the case, then it's not broken. It's just what's it called, out of commission for a while, but it's that's like the normal usage. If it's stuffed up completely and it's broken, you have to fix it. Fixing it is already called binyan. Others hold that if the sink normally gets stuffed up every once in a while, and you only have to use a regular household plunger to plunge it, you're allowed to plunge it. Same thing goes with a toilet. If it rarely happens, it's something very unusual, right? And I don't know how you can gauge that, right? Something that rarely happens, very unusual, then most poskim hold that you can't even plunge it with a regular plunger. You surely can't use something that is, you need something professional, a snake, or anything more than just a hand plunger, then for sure you're not allowed to do it. That's called broken and you're fixing it. In any case, so lechatchila, it's better not to use a plunger on Shabbos, neither for a sink or for a toilet. If it's something that happens fairly often, I would say maybe the fairly often is also within 30 days. If within 30 days your sink normally needs to be plunged, right? I don't know here, my experience here is that we rarely plunge anything. It rarely gets stuffed up over here, the drains. I don't know what drains you have. What? That is not true. No, it's not true that if it happens, she does it. It doesn't happen. Which reminds me of a story. We once had a rat in my study when we had the study with the, the Nauman's house. We put out a glue trap, and the rat got caught in the glue trap. And there was this rat with a gigantic tail in the glue trap, and we saw it there writhing. And my wife said, "Should I go get a man to do something about this?" I will never forget that. So Larry came with a hammer. Our sinks don't get clogged up. No, seriously, people's sinks here get clogged up or not? I don't think it's a common thing here. Right? I mean, if you have little kids that throw the kitchen sink in down the kitchen sink, then it may be a problem. But I don't think that the drainage here usually gets clogged up, and unless it's really something serious that you can't fix anyway. the septic tank, the tanks over here, maybe the sewers get clogged up.
Rebbe, what about,
so I don't know really if something, if it's not total, if it's still, you know, it'll drain slowly, then you could be makel and use a plunger. If it's really clogged up and it doesn't happen often, it doesn't happen like once a month, then it's very hard to find a heter to do it. Even though there are poskim hold you could. But many poskim hold that it's shaila, whether it could be an issa doraisa of clearing the drain. You surely can't use drain openers or whatever, because they work as they heat up the water. They boil up the thing. They're acids or bases, one of the two. And they cause chemical reactions which cause mamish heat. So those you shouldn't use. Yeah.